out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes be sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or possibly you have gone and downloaded us as podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, at Spotify, at all your apps at crabdiving.com, wherever, whenever you are receiving us. We appreciate the crap out of it.
Squeal, squeal. Mm.
Right now, America is Ned Beatty. Republicans are yelling squeal. Thanks for joining us this it's a really fucking awesome Monday here weather-wise in the panhandle. Not a lot of humidity, and it's about like 75 degrees, kind of perfect.
That's right, Pat.
Sorry for the rest of you that don't have perfect weather.
Go fuck yourself.
I already did that part. Join us on all the social medias, everybody, live or anytime at Crab Diving on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and Crab Diving on Facebook. And let's strap in and set the launch codes, everybody.
Ooh, yes.
Next couple of hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And hey, I read this article about Trump's campaign manager. I forget his fucking name.
He's that bearded guy. You know, he was the guy who spearheaded the online shenaniganry of the Trump campaign.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like with Russia?
He was their like social media manager and stuff like that, their internet manager during the campaign.
Well, good job, lumbersexual. You got a fucking Nazi elected in America. God damn.
Is he the one that winked at, did you see that story today? He was interviewed on television. There were two women hosting or two women on the panel or something. And
yes,
after he was done, he winked at him.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a freeze frame of him winking. It's so fucking creepy.
What's his name? You just said his name. I forgot.
No, I didn't say his name.
Okay, the lumbersexual that runs this campaign is a big creep.
I don't know his name.
Just like everybody else on that fucking campaign. Lewandowski, Trump, Don Jr. Rudy's a creep, right? Rudy, ask his cousin.
Rudy was creeping a while ago, yeah. Let's launch right away and go right into the... I said launch twice.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, October 29th, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the comedy bingo liberal.
Yes.
The headline is about the horrific, horrible, disgusting... some might say Trump-fueled murder of 11 people in a synagogue over the weekend in Pittsburgh. The headline says, Pittsburgh mourns, shooting will not break us.
I mean, do you really think those pipe bombs or that shooting would have happened if Schindler wasn't in office?
Yeah, I would think, I would hope not. I mean, yeah. I don't think Hillary would be, you know, ginning up the neo-Nazis in the country.
Oh, of course
I don't think
not.
She would be saying there's people, good people on both sides.
No.
I would venture to say there may not have even been Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville.
Well, of course
had
not.
There not been Trump in office.
Yeah. I don't think any of this shit happens without him.
Susan Friedberg Kalsen stood near the synagogue where the day earlier her co-worker was killed and a family friend was badly injured. It just goes on. It's a story of this horrific shooting. On Saturday, a white supremacist walked into the Tree of Life synagogue with a gun. This guy, Oliver Gabb. How many times do we talk about Gabb here?
Yeah.
The sad social media platform where people who got kicked off of Twitter and Facebook for being racist and Nazi and misogynist and anti-gay and anti-Muslim for saying horrible things. And they're like, but my First Amendment freedoms.
God.
So they went over to Gab, and it guess what it was? A fucking Nazi hate fest.
A Nazi fest.
Like a Daily Stormer comment section.
I mean, you know, over in Europe, they don't let Gab exist, right? You can't have
that? I would think it would have not lasted as long as it did here.
I mean, when do we get serious?
Well, the First Amendment.
Okay. Well, what about all those dead people?
He killed, it says, with a gun, but he had, I believe, four guns.
Jeez, great.
At least three. I've seen a report of four, but two semi-automatic pistols, maybe three, and of course, what's the weapon of choice?
AR-15, baby!
Ding, fucking ding.
And somebody asked Schindler at that fucking press conference, do you think we need to revisit the gun laws? And he's like, no. We need more guns.
Oh yeah, he said if they would have had an armed guard, it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have been as bad.
And the way he phrased it, he was blaming the synagogue for the shooting.
That's what Republicans do: blame the victims.
If you would have had guns, it wouldn't have happened. That was his point.
When there are real victims, that's what they do.
It's disgusting.
And then they make themselves faux victims.
Right. I mean, I really think this is, you know, we can stop reasoning with the other side. The only thing to do with the right is wait for them to fucking die and vote them out of office.
Did you see Kellyanne?
Skeksis.
Was basically saying that the Trump and the White House and the administration are the real victims here.
No, yes.
They're the real victims. And then they're being attacked.
Yeah. And she blamed late night comedy or late night TV or some shit. Fuck her. Fuck those Republicans.
Everybody but themselves.
I mean,
or their horrible giant whale penis dildo in the fucking White House.
Whale penis dildo. Available on Amazon. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a piece of.
Punk band.
Oh, yes.
Whale penis dildo. Squirrel Hill neighborhood. The actual Mr. Rogers neighborhood.
Yeah, really?
It's where Mr. Rogers is from.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Squirrel Hill in Pittsburgh.
Meow Meow Pussycat, King Friday. How many Mr. Rogers characters can you name? Because I can't, I got Meow Meow Pussycat, King Friday.
And was Pussycat's name Meow Meow, or was that,
he
that,
always
that
called,
just what the cat said?
Oh yeah, that's true.
I thought she had a name.
Oh, fuck. So now I only have one. King Friday, Meow Meow Pussycat.
Lady.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
The one that looked like a witch with the blonde hair.
Oh, yes. Tweet us at Crab Diving if you can come up with more.
And then there was the prince and the princess.
Yes. If you come up with more Mr. Rogers characters, we'll do our show from your dining room for an extra $25,000.
Oh, well, what an offer.
25 grand. We'll come to your house, do the whole show.
A couple hundred will stay away.
Yeah.
Progressive and tight-knit, picturesque and tree-lined, Squirrel Hill is home to one of the largest and most iconic Jewish communities in the U.S. I mean, it was horrific. A survivor of the fucking Holocaust was killed by this fucking asshole.
I mean, and we're supposed to sit here and think that the Nazis, these KKK fucks, white supremacists don't feel emboldened when our president puts Stephen Miller, Bannon, and who's that other guy, the Gorka? I can never think of his name. Gorka in that office. And
we all know
they're creepy Nazi fucks. We all fucking know. We're not stupid.
Over the Drudge Report, speaking of stupid.
Yes.
Oh, look, it's a picture of the stupid in chief. Trump blames media for blood.
Oh, of course.
Stoking great anger, true enemy of the people. He keeps getting criticized for that one. Doesn't seem to fucking care.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
New York Post, despite calls for him to cool his overheated rhetoric after the deadly synagogue shooting and pipe bomb mailings, President Trump today continued his assault on the news media.
Great.
By once again branding them, quote, enemy of the people.
Oh, God.
And accusing them of stoking rage, you know, by quoting him and
saying
stuff.
Saying what he says.
Yeah. There is great anger in our country caused in part by inaccurate and even fraudulent reporting of the news, the fake news media, the true enemy of the people. And that's how they get out of it, is Kellyanne will be on television and they'll say, you know, he's calling the media the enemy of the people. No, he's calling fake news the enemy of the people.
He said the media.
Fake news. The fake news media.
Oh, he said that.
The true. He always says
shit.
That.
I didn't realize
to cover
that.
Cover himself, yeah. The true enemy of the people must stop the open and obvious hostility and report the news accurately and fairly. Well, they do.
Yeah.
They do. He doesn't want it accurate and fair.
Right.
He wants it foxified. He wants propaganda and lies.
Right.
Misinformation, leaving shit out.
Yes. Hey, and speaking of getting foxified, hey, MSNBC, I listened to you a good bit over the weekend. And I keep hearing every once in a while somebody on your fucking program saying, oh, there's fault on both sides. I keep hearing that. Please shove that up your fucking asshole. It's a fault on both sides. Fuck you.
He also tweeted that will do much to put out the flame of anger and outrage. And we will then be able to bring all sides together in peace and harmony.
The only way to put out the flame and outrage is to leave the fucking office and take your Nazi fucking friends and jump off a fucking cliff.
Fake.
Fuck you.
Fake news must end, he in caps.
Yes, okay.
Or a title case.
Right.
There you go. The tweets came 3 days also after Caesar Sayoc was arrested for sending 14 pipe bombs. That one today. Did you see? They may have one. CNN might have gotten another one in Atlanta.
Oh, great. Was that one of his?
And we're all, well, I, we don't know. We're learning. And then the other thing about that, and I already lost my train of thought
because
trying to do eight things at once here.
Right.
Caesar Sayoc. I don't remember what I was talking about.
Right. Oh, by the way, Rogers was a Republican, according to my brother.
He had a hit list. Not Mr. Rogers. Caesar Sayoc had. Mr. Rogers may have.
Mr. Rogers not only was a Republican, according to my brother, he was also a sniper. That's kind of funny. An assassin.
The Caesar Sayoc had like a hit list of hundreds of people that they're like going through his search history.
Yes.
And everything. And people that he was like researching and getting their addresses and shit. Like he had a real long enemies list.
God damn. Look at these Republicans. MAGA. This is one of these MAGA fucks, right?
Oh, you saw his van.
Right. And we said this last week, but what do you expect? What do we expect? We go to those fucking hate rallies and you hear all the violent language, all the nasty imagery, all the media's bullshit. They cage the media up. They point to them. And we're surprised that these, like, marginal lunatics shoot up places. Send fucked up pipe bombs. God, it's like we found a president who seeks out the worst in our fucking country and speaks directly to them, gives them a fucking voice.
Those are the headlines then. Trump blaming the media.
God, he wants the outrage to stop. Shove it up your ass, dude.
Well, yeah, just roll over and take it. Enjoy it.
Hey,
didn't one of those Republicans say that once about rape?
Oh, yeah.
Sit back and enjoy it or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure. They probably did it.
So there you go. Congrats to the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Boston Red Sox.
Right.
World Series champs.
Yay. So I saw that during the last game of the World Series, somebody unfurled a giant Trans Lives Matter.
Oh, that's cool.
Banner, that's fucking cool.
We agree with that.
Yes.
And that game before was like the longest. They said it was
longest in postseason history or something like that.
And the game lasted longer than the shortest World Series all combined.
Holy shit.
Like four games in a row, somebody won in like 8 hours or something like that.
That's wild.
Back in the day. And then this 18 plus innings, 18 inning was a...
Right. Speaking of the World Series, dude, that tweet Schittler sent out about the Dodgers manager fucking up with that pitching change. Yeah. I mean, he sent that the day after the shooting.
You can't convince me that he's a baseball fan in even the tiniest, remotest little bit.
Really?
Somebody said something. There's a baseball fan in the White House, or one of his gazillionaire friends is a baseball fan or owns a team. And he was chit-chatting on his iPhone, saying hi to the Russians and Chinese at the same time. And that guy said, you know, oh, he shouldn't have pulled that out. And Trump's like, oh,
right.
I'm going to tweet that out because people are going to think I know about baseball.
Here's my one thing, though, about that. If you look at baseball owners, they're all dirtbags, just like Donald Trump. And he gambles. You know, he likes gambling and shit like that. He's into those casinos.
Well, he's into owning casinos.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever gambled.
You don't?
With other people's money.
Oh, yeah. So what does he do for fun?
Sits and watches Fox and Friends and waits for praise.
But let's say... Before he became our Nazi and fucking chief, what did he do for fun? Just watch people pee on each
Walked
other?
Walked around and yelled at people.
Was a scumbag.
And set up cage matches against those that work for him.
I feel
with
like...
those that work for him.
God. I don't know. I feel like if we could figure out what he likes, we could figure him out and do what? I don't know. Who cares? Who cares about figuring this guy out? He just got to go. That's all. Fuck him.
Those are your headlines. There was a paper that was put out earlier this year that the Republicans and the corporate fascist pig wads have been squealing about. Look at this. Look at
pig
this.
I'm a pig wad.
That business school researchers from the University of Washington and NYU, as well as Amazon, published a paper claiming. Now, think about this. Amazon in Seattle, that's where they're from. That's where their headquarters be.
Okay.
I believe. And they. Helped publish a paper,
okay,
claiming that raising the Seattle minimum wage to $15 an hour had decreased pay for workers by 6% overall due to cuts to work hours. So the evil employers cut hours.
I see.
The right wing trumpeted examples of how liberal policies hurt the workers. But now they're finding out there's a paper by the same authors.
Yes.
That shows that the raising minimum wage generated major increase for workers who had the most hours.
No. Okay.
Whose hours were only cut a little, but still came out ahead thanks to the wage increase.
So let me understand this. They had to work less and got more money.
What they did was they looked into the numbers deeper.
Yes.
Workers with fewer hours saw no financial harm because their minimum wage rose. So they were making the same. They didn't get better. Their hours were cut. Working fewer hours and bringing home the same sum. And then they found some harm to people who had the smallest number of hours.
Okay.
But that says that may actually reflect stronger demand for workers and fewer workers in the category of very low hour work. So people that work very low part-time jobs, there aren't that many low part-time jobs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to, is it not?
So everybody got better except for those, or stayed the same, except for those really low hour workers who may have taken a hit.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's hard to prove that raising the minimum wage is bad for workers. I think that's what I'm hearing. I mean, that's a hard, you know, conclusion to come to, or an impossible one.
The
you know what I mean?
In Bloomberg, when thinking about the impact of raising minimum wages, one can't simply omit most of the biggest minimum wage employers in the region, such as McDonald's and other fast food chains or Walmart. These are the very employers that were the main target of the minimum wage law. Indeed, the law established an even higher minimum wage of $15.45 an hour.
Damn.
For companies with more than 500 employees.
Right.
There were glaring defects in the first study that are worthy of mentioning. So this guy is just, you know, shredding that initial study in the first place.
It sounds like somebody checked the math.
And now they went right. deeper into their own data. It says back in 1994, it was demonstrated by economists that modest gradual wage increases have not been shown to reduce employment or hours.
Right. I mean, God, it's like, come on, just raise the fucking minimum wage. It's not, even if you raise it to 12 to 15 bucks an hour, right, it's not going to match our standard of living.
And then this guy, right, it should be in the 20s. And then this guy, writing for Bloomberg, says there's potentially a problem with having a lead researcher, economist Jacob Vigder, whose affiliations, among others, include the right-leaning Manhattan Institute, whose impartiality is open to question. I don't wish to suggest people cannot have opinions, but researchers need to be open-minded.
No, oh, okay. So this guy was influenced from some fucking group.
Well, one of the lead researcher is a right-wing libertarian-y kind of
libertarian
fair market Manhattan Institute crap thing.
Libertarian. Whoever has the biggest army gets all the shit, right?
So there you go. That's a little bit of good news, I guess.
Oh, but good.
You'll never hear the update. Just like with that austerity study, remember? Conservatives worldwide used this study done at, you know, by some PhD economics dudes and dudettes.
Right.
And other. That showed that through all their magic spreadsheets and everything, that austerity was the way to go if there's economic problems. In other words, fuck the people.
Yeah.
Take away social programs, everything that's good to feed the economy and stuff like that. And they always pointed to this study by these people. And then for years, it was touted as the expert. You know, the expert opinion in austerity. And then a grad student in economics contacted those researchers and said, hey, I'm doing my PhD or whatever on the same theory. And could I take a look at your original spreadsheets? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, here. And they send him their Excel files and everything. And guess who found a mistake?
Oh, shit.
And he was pro them. He's like a conservative economics major in college. He was going to support his argument with their, you know, by saying, yes, austerity is the way to do it to fix the economy, to lower spending.
Right.
And
austerity basically means you take away all the what the Republicans call entitlements.
Right.
From the people.
Yes. You stop paying for shit as the government and
Why?
But
why would that ever be a good idea?
So anyway, he found a glaring error in one of their calculations, like a fucked up decimal point or something.
Yeah.
That blew up the whole thing. When he fixed it, it was the 180 degree opposite conclusion.
Oh, shit.
That austerity is probably not the way to go.
I don't understand how it could be the way to go ever. What good is a government if it's not going to do anything for the fucking people?
That gets into the kind of Keynesian economics, which is injecting socialism, a little bit of socialism into deficit spending, shit like that, where a lot of liberal economists, like sane economists,
right,
were saying when the recession hit and everything, that's when we should have said, fuck the deficit, and that's when you spend.
Right.
And you do a new deal. You create jobs for the government, and that will lift the economy. And, of course, Republicans anywhere and everywhere, so that's not going to happen.
Oh, fuck no.
So fuck it. Let's take away Social Security and take away the Medicaid. What about those brown people sitting there not working and getting all my tax money?
Fuck you, Taker. Didn't they do that in Greece?
And it didn't go well.
Yeah.
And how people were rioting in the streets, basically, because they weren't having any water, and they were cutting their benefits and everything.
I mean, dude, I'm really trying to figure out what the fuck. I mean, why would anyone decide to go? Why is austerity ever a good strategy? Why?
Well, I mean, I guess if they could show on paper that tightening the belts will work and bring the economy back, and then you can, put those programs back maybe or something. But it's just, it's not true. It makes things worse.
I mean, what's the point of having a strong economy if it's at the expense of the people? I mean, so what? You know what I mean? Who gives a shit if people are starving?
Well, in theory, right. But this is the kleptocratic world of capitalism.
God, I mean, I don't know. I just don't fucking get it. How the fuck do these idiot deplorables even want to have anything to do with Donald Trump when he makes these tax cuts for the rich, his Mar-a-Lago buddies, and he fucks everybody else? How is this happening?
Yeah, 28-year-old economics graduate rewrote a study led by Harvard economists that was widely cited as the intellectual basis for worldwide government austerity measures.
Oh, shit. Well, what do you know? Austerity's a shitty thing.
The Harvard study argues that higher public debt slows down economic growth when the GDP rises above a 90% threshold.
Yeah.
But after an attempt to duplicate the study's findings, Thomas Herndon, a PhD student at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, ended up debunking their economic theory and found that their study was incorrect due to a spreadsheet coding errors and selective data.
Oh, fuck. So some guy combed through a spreadsheet, saw somebody had, when you say a coding error, that means in the formula they had a bunch of extraneous symbols or not enough symbols.
Or a plus when there should have been a minus, or a divided when there should have been a times, or things like that.
Oh, I hate math. I hate it all. Let me just understand this. Austerity sucks dick, right? Bam. I got it.
Yes.
Okay. That's great.
Transcription errors.
Somebody copied something wrong. That's what that means.
In Spain's average GDP growth, in one table, it was entered as 2.8 when it was really 2.2.
Damn.
Oopsie.
Well, that's not much.
So there you go.
God. Math sucks. That's what I learned from this segment.
Lawrence O'Donnell said on his program, this is a few years ago. 2013, this was.
Lawrence
said, no matter how many times academics try to tell politicians they can't base policy action on any one study in any area of social sciences or natural sciences. Politicians refused to learn that lesson. Republicans loved that 90% number because for once they had some alleged science behind what they were saying.
And but now, one study.
And debunked. Blown out of the water. Republicans ran around for years. And there, you can still find every once in a while some asshole throwing that, saying, yeah, there's a study. Harvard said, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
See, that's the problem. These conservatives, once they hear what they want to hear, they're done. They're like, oh, okay, I'm validated.
That's the problem we have right now. Is the, and with Trump running around saying everything's fake news, except if it comes from him. He said that at a rally. He said, you know, don't believe what you read. Don't believe what you read, he said.
And you know what? It's perfect for those evangelicals because they're like, hey, I believe in God no matter what. No matter what. But what are atheists like? I don't believe in God until you can give me some scientific motherfucking proof. And then I'm in. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, who does it? They sound the same. This guy's like booga booga baga baga, and then we got sheep just going bah, bah. It's all the same bullshit.
So there you go. There's a little economics primer.
Yes.
Crab diving economics.
Oh, God. Math.
That was fuck you. I was reading something the other day. That was pretty esoteric.
Oh, yeah.
But fascinating about how, you know, we had a strong, there was a strong communist and socialist parties in the United States in the 20s, 30s. Tens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and everything.
Yes.
And that there was pressure from them that forced Roosevelt to do that New Deal shit. And what are our Republican, you know, things flipped. But with the Republicans of today, the conservative corporatist rich fuck dickwads are...
rich fuck dickwads.
Battled against Roosevelt. They didn't want Social Security. They didn't want the GI Bill. They didn't want all that stuff, giving away everything. And then the conservatives today are like, well, America was great. And when they're saying that, they're thinking like the 50s, when the highest marginal tax rate was 90%, when corporations paid a lot of taxes if they were profitable. Where we've talked about this, labor wasn't demonized. You could pump gas for a living, and it was considered good, honest, hard work.
Well, God damn it! When they say they don't want to give shit away from the government, you're giving it to the people. You're not giving it away. We are the government, dickheads.
But
that's
systemically,
our shit.
Since then, the rich fuckwad pig farts have been chipping away at the New Deal protections. And what else did they do? They started a misinformation campaign about socialism.
And
communism.
Right.
Evil, 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 evil. How many people still? I mean, fortunately, younger generations aren't buying that shit. But say the word communist to my parents, and they would have been like, oh.
Right. And the demonization of poor people, too. That sucks.
Right. That's been around for part a long of time. It. It's just interesting how, and you look at the graphs of corporate profits since the 40s.
Yes.
There is a steady climb upward.
Right.
CEO compensation, executive compensation was a steady up, steady up, steady up. And then, I don't know, right around the Reagan era, for some reason, skyrocketed.
But what about labor?
Average wages.
But that's most of us. But that's
straight
most
flat
of
across.
Us.
Yeah.
But it's most of us.
And employee productivity in the last 30 to 40 years. Steady stream upwards. So people are working longer and harder for less and less.
Guys, there's more of us. There's more of us than there are these fucking CEOs, okay? Let's get real.
So we need to...
I want some of their shit.
We need to start following those scandos, y'all, and and saying, you know, what about a law that says, hey, a CEO doesn't need to make more than 30 times more his lowest paid employee? I like that. He mentioned that here in the United States. Oh, freedom. You're about, what about regulations? No more laws and my money. What about?
I watch Robin Leach and Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I want to be rich one day. I think that's what they think, though. I think a lot of these loons, they think if you put a cap on CEO pay, then the American dream gets fucked up. I feel like people think that.
They're dumb.
But they're never going to be there.
But
who never going to be there?
Who convinced them of that? The CEO class. Because
yes.
They want more and more and more.
And do you think the CEO class wants to let you into their fucking club?
And who owns the media?
The CEO class.
The reason that Trump is able to demonize the media so easily is because it's got issues. It's not all fake news, but there are a lot of issues. Corporate media.
Right.
Sucks its own dick.
Right.
If there's a look at Ronan Farrow with NBC.
Oh, my God. They pass on the Weinstein story.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Andy Lack and Trubs, by the way.
Piece of
you
fucking
put that up
shit.
On our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. If you want to help us out here, by the way.
Yes.
You can buy shit through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go, click that link and buy some shit, and we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid,
just helps
baby.
Us out here at Cussin' Liberal Media.
Yay.
Off mic burp. Excuse me. What else is going on here? I've got... We did that story about New Zealand already.
G'day. What was that?
Making me envious. All the liberal policies going on down in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. And Scott Brown, right?
Scott fucking Brown.
I don't know why I find that
is
so funny. Our ambassador. He's supposed to be setting the example for other people that work for us in New Zealand.
He's the quintessential American jagoff. And they send him to represent our country, and he's down there for 5 minutes. He goes to a party, he gets drunk, he starts staring at New Zealand titties and offending people and saying, what's he saying? Shit like, I'm the ambassador, no, you need to listen to me, and you know, that.
Absolutely.
What a fucking diaper load.
Well, and also, too, I mean, think how creepy he must have been. I mean, he was staring. It breasts, not feeling anybody up, supposedly. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So he was leering in such a creepy manner. Someone had to address it. That's bananas. I mean, what the fuck? Wear sunglasses, dickhead. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Yes.
In the ongoing, slow-moving, apparent invasion.
Right. Of?
Of brown toddlers.
Oh, God.
And women and families coming
Jesus
up
Christ.
From coming up from South America.
Right.
Central America.
Yes.
Trump has decided that the U.S. military will deploy 5,200 troops, including armed soldiers.
To do
to
what?
To bolster his efforts to secure the border with Mexico as a caravan of migrants treks toward the frontier.
You know, it's as if he's doing that to provoke violence.
Well, and it's not, I mean, it's not going to be a good optic for him. There's just no way. One of the problems that, the reason they're losing suburban white women.
Yes.
Is because of locking children in cages and taking them away from their mothers. Even women that voted for Trump have apparently some feelings somewhere.
Wow, that's shocking.
And when it comes to the kids, it was upsetting them.
Right.
And they, what kind of image is it going to be if they're opening fire on families crossing the Rio Grande?
I mean, I don't know,
What is this going to, what kind of, what the fuck is is going on with this country?
You don't think that his supporters will be like, oh, he's strong at the border. He's not feckless like Obama.
He's not going to lose his supporters.
Yeah.
We wrap them up in a deplorable basket, put them over there. He's never going to lose them, ever.
Right.
Even
if there's a video that comes out with his lips around a big black cock.
And there are people that were slightly pro-Trump.
Right.
And that held their nose and voted Trump. We've got to woo them back. We've mostly wooed them back.
Yeah.
And, well, we need them to vote.
Right.
It's just that simple.
But that you betrayed the country in the last election, and you should feel bad about that, and I hope you do.
We'll talk about that after the election.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's sending, 800 troops were already en route. 5,200 more will be headed to the southwest region. How, can they do that? I thought there's no standing armies on our soil kind of shit.
Right.
Am I missing something?
What's this
posse comitatus bullshit going on?
I mean, and also, too, I don't know. To me, you send armed troops somewhere when you want them to shoot at people. That's the point.
Well, right.
So what we should all assume and never underestimate Donald Trump, he wants to shoot those people. What else?
A lot of them want to shoot those people. If you look at some of these interviews with these deplorables, especially at his rallies.
So is he going to murder them? Is he sending these troops to murder these people that he's characterized as gang members, rapists, whatever?
I would hope not.
God, hey, listen, if you're in the armed services and you're going down there to the border, I don't know.
Oh, this is interesting.
God.
Jeff Sessions got interrupted at an event by religious leaders. Brother Jeff, as a fellow United Methodist, I call upon you to repent, to care for those in need.
Oh, shit. What does that mean?
Talk about the caravan, I think. Immigrants. Sessions said, well, thank you for those remarks and attack, but I would just tell you we do our best every day.
Evangelical minister type, who the fuck do you think you're talking to? This is our evil AG. He doesn't give a fuck.
Is one reason why they
I was hungry and you did not feed me. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me.
He's got a collar on and
no
everything.
No shit.
I was naked and you did not clothe me. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me.
Thank you for your comments and
in prison and you did not visit me. Brother Jeff, as a fellow United Methodist, I call upon you to repent, to care for those in need, to remember that when you do not care for others, you are wounding the body of Christ.
Well, thank you for those remarks and attack, but I will just tell you, we do our best every day to fulfill my responsibility to enforce the laws of the United States.
See, now listen to, there's another guy defending the preacher,
right,
saying there's a man who's exercising his freedom of religion. You can hear some deplorable fuck twat
telling him to go home.
How do you know? Listen to that insightful debate they have.
Right. You know what? And you got to hand it to these preachers.
How do you know?
Right. You got to hand it to these preachers, though. They're using their white skin, their superpower, to get in there and yell at this guy.
Jesus himself, the words of Jesus are actually represented in the God, in the book of Isaiah.
All right, we thank you for sharing your thoughts.
I thought we were here to protect religious liberty. I am a pastor of a Baptist church, and you are escorting me out for exercising my religious freedom. That doesn't make any sense. That seems very hypocritical for this group of people to be wanting to protect religious freedom
while you are escorting me out for doing that very work.
God, go. One reason. Good for those guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Shit.
He then went on to say, I don't believe there's anything in my theology that says a secular nation state cannot have lawful laws to control immigration. Not immoral, not indecent, and not unkind to state what your laws are and then set about to enforce them.
What a creep. How the fuck is Jeff Sessions in our government? I mean, in the White House, in the administration. I never would have thought that would happen. I would never imagine. Did you ever imagine Jeff fucking Sessions would be our AG?
No.
It's crazy, man. What the fuck?
Again, too racist for the Reagan era. Too racist to be a circuit court judge in the Reagan era.
You know, a friend of mine commented to me that it seems like Trump's been in office about 10 fucking years.
Oh, it feels like decades, yeah.
It's been 2 years, right?
Not even.
Not even 2 years.
Yeah.
Jesus, Schittler.
And you know, strap in if we don't take the house back.
Right.
People, get ready.
Well, you know,
get ready to be flung on the top of a pinball machine.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, we shouldn't just accept the results of the fucking election with all this voter suppression shit. You know what I mean? How do we know they're not fucking cheating?
Well, we know
they're cheating.
We know he's not going to accept the results of the election.
Yeah, yeah.
There's already been whispers and murmurs of that, you know, especially the close races, they're going to take him to court right away and claim all this voter fraud.
Right. Well, I hope the Dems do the same on close races, because fuck these people. Fuck them.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, some preachers. The first guy who stood up was white. The second guy was black.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they only paid attention to by the way, they didn't. I don't think they escorted out the white guy.
Oh, really?
At first.
But they made the black guy go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the white guy sat down.
Right.
The black guy kept talking.
God.
I guess. This is what we've come to.
You know, you were talking about From Fear. You just listened to the part where Trump referred to Jeff Sessions as mentally retarded.
The Michael Woodward book.
Ugh. Our president uses the R word in the fucking White House.
Oh, I'm sure he uses.
God damn, that bothers
me. I'm
sure
he uses a lot of words.
I hate people that use that fucking word. I hate it. You know why? You know why I hate it? Because it's acceptable sometimes. I don't understand that. It's fucking cruel.
The
comedians stop using it. It's killing me. I hate it.
Oh, you hear
fuck
that one
you.
A lot. At,
oh my God.
Comedy shows.
I try not to book people who say that. I don't give a fuck. I don't know. It sucks.
Apparently. So Sarah Sanders storms out of press briefing after berating the media for being divisive.
No. Yeah, you're goddamn right, they're divisive. What does she expect?
Press Grimorian guard Sarah Huckabee Sanders
Yay.
Held a press conference Monday where she defended President Donald Trump's rhetoric, which critics say, well, no, everybody says, has fueled real-world violence. Like the shooting that left 11 dead in the Pittsburgh synagogue, Sanders seemed to run a gamut of emotions during the presser, seemingly tearing up when she talked about Trump's Jewish grandchildren and lashing out at reporters who pressed her on Trump's speech.
How do they want? Here's what I don't understand. Why is she bitching about people being divisive? What does she expect? We have a bunch of fascists in the fucking White House. I don't know how our country is not going to be divisive. We should be angry. We should be raging. This is not a come together kind of time.
MSNBC's Hallie Jackson.
Yes.
Pushed Sanders to explain her previous claim that Trump was on the attack because of the midterms. Here's a little bit of that exchange.
No, awesome.
attacks on his political opponents as valid because the midterms are coming up. So at what point does the White House...
Not because of the midterms. I've defended the president fighting back when he's regularly attacked. There's a difference. It doesn't matter if there's a midterm or not. The president's going to defend himself and he's going to fight back.
From a political perspective, right? You're making that point.
From any perspective.
But at what point does a national tragedy take precedence over the president needing to punch back? If not now, when?
I think you saw the president do exactly that in the wake of a national tragedy, not just this week, but every time our country has experienced the type of heartache and pain that we have over the last week. This is a president who's risen to that occasion and worked to bring our country together in a number of occasions, whether it's the hurricanes, whether it's the Las Vegas shooting, whether it was the Pittsburgh shooting.
Crying.
Can she ever work again? Like, who is there any credibility left? Well, there's none left in this body. But what? I mean, what's the future? Sean Spicer's out there whining and bitching that nobody will hire him.
Well, yeah,
that he can't get a job. Nobody bought his stupid shitty book.
History.
Because he didn't do it the right way.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's a rim job for Trump.
Oh yeah. Do it the other way.
Exactly. Do it the Omarosa way. Sell some books, man. Tell the truth. What benefit are you going to, is it to you, to suck that orange fuckwad's dick who doesn't know you exist anymore?
And history is going to show anyone that had anything to do with this fucking White House as a fucking Nazi enabler. I know. That's how I see these people. Fuck them. They propped up a fucking fascist leader. That's bullshit. They don't have a place.
Tragedies that this country has experienced, and this president has come out attacks when it is caused by an individual and tried to look for ways to provide and bring the country. It was a natural disaster.
And you have also acknowledged that in the next breath, after he calls unity, he does talk about division in what you describe as tragedy.
Oops.
Is he incapable of acting like a human? Well, yes. He's not a human. He's a reptile.
In the words of some, toning it down and toning down the rhetoric?
Again, I think the president has had a number of moments of bringing the country together.
My computer's being snatchy.
What moments did he bring the country together? I mean, the country, Sarah, not white supremacists, like when he said equal sides. I mean, the country as a whole.
Together. Once again,
I paused it. I'm going to close some windows and shit.
Yes.
Try to get this computer under control.
God, she is fucking horrid. And she cries during this? Oh, my God. I got to hear that. I got to hear this.
I don't know if I had that part.
Fucking cry.
She apparently, allegedly, tears up a little bit.
Oh, cry, Sarah. I'm laughing. I find that hilarious.
When asked about the president's, or when she talks about the president's Jewish grandchildren.
Hey, how about the Nazis that work for him in the fucking White House? What about that?
I wonder if I can play this now.
So, remind you that the very first thing the president did was condemn the attacker, and the very first thing the media did was blame the president. You guys have a huge responsibility to play in the divisive nature of this country when 90% of the coverage of everything this president does is negative, despite the fact that the country is doing extremely well, despite the fact that the president is delivering on exactly what he said he was going to do if elected. And he got elected by an overwhelming majority of 63 million Americans who came out and supported him and wanted to see his policies enacted. He's delivered on that. He's delivered on the promises he's made. And if anything, I think it is sad and divisive the way that every single thing that comes out of the media, 90% of what comes out of the media's mouth is negative.
Didn't he lose the popular vote? I mean,
overwhelming
victory? Overwhelming,
yes.
63 million? No. Yeah, overwhelming. It wasn't overwhelming in any capacity. Even when he tried to come out and say it's the biggest electoral victory in forever, and Peter Alexander stood up and was like, Obama won this many.
Right.
And then he goes, no, I meant Republicans. And then he goes, George W. Bush won this many. George H.W. Bush this many. Reagan won this many. And he's like, well, those are the numbers I was told.
But it was a significant
victory. You'll agree with me.
Well, you're the president.
That's exactly what he said. The best response ever from Peter Alexander.
You know, this Sarah Huckabee Sanders bitching and moaning about divisiveness in this country. Sarah, until he's gone, it gets worse. It gets worse.
They really they cast it well, because who's better at perpetual persecution complex than a Christian?
Oh, yeah.
Than the daughter of preacher turned governor.
You know, it's weird. When I think about Huckabee, you know.
Odious.
I can't. Not Sarah Huckabee, but her dad. What's her dad's first name?
Mike.
Mike. When I think about Mike Huckabee, it's hard to imagine there'd be a worse Huckabee. But there's a worse Huckabee.
Yeah.
She's worse.
Yeah, yeah.
That blows my fucking mind.
Well, the son that hung the dog.
Oh,
God. Pretty bad.
Fuck all of you. My God.
Hanged?
Whatever. I don't know. How do you do that? God, Sarah, your brother strung a dog up.
Because you're a psychopath.
What did you, Sarah, what did you say to your brother when you learned that he strung up a dog? What do you say to him? Fuck you. Fuck you and your fucking family.
And then daddy had it covered up.
Oh, yes.
By the state police and everything. Wasn't that the deal that...
God, I'm tired of these Republicans covered up. That have a charmed fucking life. They can get their kids all this shit. Like, why the fuck... How the fuck is Sarah Huckabee Sanders in the fucking White House? Because of her dad. I'm not naive. Yeah. I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, these dynasties.
Oh, yes. The Bushes.
A lot of Bush.
Right.
Last, like, 70s Bush.
Right.
I'm not sure if I'll be able to play the rest of this, which is fine.
Oh, God, I want to hear her cry.
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't? You don't have it?
No, no, no. Okay. This is all I have is Hallie Jackson and she.
Yes.
Blaming the media on being divisive.
Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama spoke about the Sandy Hook killings? Do you remember? He cried. He had emotion. You could tell it fucking bothered him. One day after that synagogue shooting, this lunatic is tweeting about the World Motherfucking Series. Who gives a shit?
It was the day of, wasn't it? Or was it the day after?
It was Sunday, I think.
And then he's going to his rallies, and even after the bomber, he was like, I'm trying to be nice. I'm going to be nice if that's okay. Like, I'm so disappointed that I can't call Maxine a low IQ individual right now. I'm so disappointed I can't say, lock her up, lock her up.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I really believe Barack Hussein Obama felt like after that Sandy Hook shooting, I feel like he felt like he should be doing more.
Right.
To get rid of these fucking guns. Trump doesn't care.
But Trump the victim again.
Yes. That's insane. How is he the victim?
Look, I'm not allowed just to be who I want to be because of all these dead people. What the fuck?
Imagine.
It's not fair.
A Holocaust survivor gets shot to death in that fucking massacre, and our president thinks he's the fucking victim.
Doesn't care.
It's bananas.
Because that's... He's a narcissist. It's nobody exists except to enrich him.
Yeah. He just sees the world. He sees the world as his fucking shopping bitch mall, ass, right?
Redneck, white bread, chicken shit, motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
But that was for the owner of the Clippers, right?
Yes.
What happened with that guy? His girlfriend recorded him saying some racist shit, right?
Yes.
Oh,
that
God.
She shouldn't be hanging out with the N-words and stuff.
You idiot.
And the players and everything.
You fucking idiot.
Didn't they try to claim senility on him? And then he slowly stepped away, quietly stepped away. They were like, oh, he's old. He's got dementia.
But if you're senile and then all of a sudden you start muttering the N-word. I mean, I don't know how senility works. I don't know how that shit works. But doesn't that mean, you know, it's kind of in your head anyway? Or fucking,
maybe.
I don't fucking know.
Maybe. Gab is gone, by the way.
Is it really?
We've been talking about. They've been taken away. PayPal got rid of them. Their host.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked them off.
Right.
I guess they're, you know, they're squealing. They tweeted that, you know, First Amendment and everything.
But aren't these, the hosting companies that host websites, they're private companies, right?
Yes.
And they aren't required by law to, so fuck
right.
you.
Right. Robert Bauer is the man in charge with charged with murdering 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue over the weekend, was, like other right-wing and far-right activists, a user of Gab, a social media site that has, in the name of free speech,
yes,
proudly and defiantly welcomed neo-Nazis, conspiracy theorists, and others kicked off larger social media platforms for promoting hatred.
MAGA, fuck you.
His bio.
On Gab.
On Gab.
Yeah.
Said Jews are the children of Satan.
Oh my God, what a fucking idiot. Fuck you.
In his posts on Gab, he professed special enmity for the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, an organization that works with refugees.
Okay.
In his final post before the shootings, he declared HIAS, that's the group, likes to bring invaders in that kill our people. I can't sit by and watch my people get slaughtered. Screw your optics. I'm going in.
God damn. What a fucked up asshole.
The CEO of Gab, a whiny piss baby, conservative squealy piggy,
a dingbat,
named Andrew Torba,
fuck you,
claims that the site has a zero tolerance policy for terrorism and violence. But I'm reading from Right Wing Watch. Their Right Wing Watch's Jarrett Holt reported earlier this month that Gab featured, quote, posts encouraging the murdering of journalists and members of ethnic minorities, all set into feeds peppered with swastikas and demands for a new genocide.
Oh, my God.
But zero tolerance policy.
Demands for a new genocide.
The problem is, it has to be reported.
Oh, yeah,
and if your whole social media cesspool is Nazi, KKK, anti-LGBT, if it's all the scum of our society.
Ooh, yes.
Who's going to report that?
Ooh. Hey, you know who gets reported? If you go to Gab and you post a Trans Lives Matter.
Oh, sure. You're off
meme
that.
Or something. You're off fucked. Gab.
The Gab account of Patrick Little, who ran for the U.S. Senate in California as a Republican this year, included nonstop neo-Nazi rhetoric.
Yes.
Among Little's, we talked about this guy. One post on Gab, he said, Jews have no seat at the table in matters of white self-determination.
Oh, that sounds so fucking stupid. White self-determination. Meaning, like, white people don't have control of their own destiny because what? Because of people of color or gay people or something? What kind of mental illness are these people stricken with?
White butthurt disease.
Oh, the white butthurt disease?
For this, then at one point, this guy, by the way, ran for Senate as a Republican. Let's all remind
everyone.
Oh,
a Republican. What a shock.
Had a post on Gab, and to preface this, among his scumbags,
yes,
the term ZOG, Z-O-G, refers to Zionist occupation government or Zionist occupied government.
Oh, God, you guys.
That means the Jews infiltrated a government.
Well, why does he what does all their bullshit sound like it's out of D&D?
He posted,
Zog.
We must now, before mobs start hunting Jews, make a database of all Zog Jews with their pictures and prints.
Oh, my God.
When Israel is destroyed and the Zogs of the West are overthrown, we'll have to ensure that they aren't hiding among us to subvert us again. If you have betrayed this country, you will not escape justice. There's only one lawful punishment for high treason.
Oh, my God.
He wants to kill all the Jews. He just said it.
Why can't we go after these fuckers that are making these threats? Why can't we do that? Let's go get them.
Ran as a Republican.
These guys are fucking bullies. Fuck
them.
And
do what with them?
I don't know. I don't know, man. but why are you allowed to go on social media and make threats like that? That seems like that should be illegal.
Well, you're not. That's why they were kicked off and they made their own shithole.
I mean, is the FBI looking into these loons?
I would hope so.
Okay, that's what I mean. That's what I mean when we say go get them.
I don't think that's that intelligent to be posting that shit all over Gab.
Right.
If I was an FBI counter domestic terrorism dude,
yeah,
I'd be on Gab all the time.
Yeah. Why like, not?
Oh, there's one. There's another one.
We were talking about this offline conversation.
Grab diving offline.
Yes. There was some dude on MSNBC, FBI expert on KKK bullshit. He worked. He's old. I guess he's working since the 70s on this shit. And he said recently there's been such a spike.
Yeah.
In this bullshit.
I saw a story again from last year. Somebody retweeted it. Like August of last of 2017. This is after about 6 months of Trump hell.
Yeah.
And a KKK dude said they've never had membership spikes like this ever.
Because why? Because of Trump?
Yeah.
But don't they feel
Trump's making it okay to be a racist again?
Right. Acceptable. Yeah. Right. No hoods in Charlottesville. No fucking hoods. But see, that's the great thing about social media, because then all those assholes were exposed, right? And they lost their jobs, some of them.
Yeah.
I like that.
Last week, Gab and the white nationalists there were ecstatic when Trump declared himself a nationalist.
Oh, God. Dish chills, man.
Torba, the head of Gab's, celebrated himself, saying, Trump said he's a nationalist, so the Overton window is officially smashed. Feel free to tell everyone you are an American nationalist now.
Not to sound like a fucking idiot, but I've seen people talking about this Overton window. What the fuck is that?
There's a level of acceptable discourse.
Okay. That like before it's, I don't know. Before
here, the Overton window is a concept that there is a window of acceptable public discourse. Trump's rhetorical attacks on immigrants and others and his attacks on political correctness have moved the Overton window to the right, to the white, making room for white nationalists and encouraging the public expression of bigotries that had until recently been marginalized. So it's on the spectrum of public discourse,
yes.
What's acceptable at the time.
Well, can
and
we
it
move,
changes.
Can we move the window back?
We're working on it.
Smash their fingers. These Nazis.
The Think Progress and Right Wing Watch teamed up together on a report on the ways that payment processing companies helped these purveyors of hate. Your PayPals and shit like that.
But before they, how long did they work with these Gab racists before they pulled out?
But PayPal's recent, I think.
Well, I mean, I guess good job stopping that, but why? Why were you doing it in the first place?
The report said members of Gab Pro can use the Stripe processing app to profit from the website by offering subscriptions to paywalled content. Indicated by their blue check marks on the site, Gab Pro members are neo-Nazis Andrew Anglin of the Daily Stormer.
Oh, nice.
Failed Senate candidate Patrick Little, the guy who we just read that would like to kill all the Zogs.
Fuck this guy.
And the crying Nazi Christopher Cantwell, just to name a few. These are the Gab Pro members that charge extra to see their premium hate content.
And what's that? What is premium hate content? Well, I mean, I wonder if it's like plans to meet somewhere.
I don't know.
Organizing groups. Organizing cross burnings. Violence. You know what? I mean, PayPal, I want to know why you were helping these people in the first place. I mean, you had to have known what you were doing. There needs to be laws where if people like PayPal and, I don't know, other payment services cater to these Nazi fucks, they should get fined or there should be some kind of, like, don't you think?
On Sunday, the day after the Tree of Life massacre, PayPal banned Gab from using its service. They had previously faced being cut off by other payment processors. On Sunday evening, Torba went on InfoWars.
Oh, God.
To denounce the attacks from the mainstream media and coordinated collusion from Silicon Valley.
Oh, God. God damn it. So let me understand, PayPal. You will stop supporting the lunatic right-wing group as soon as they shoot up a bunch of people, right?
He told Alex Jones, Gab's not going anywhere. We're not afraid. We will not bow down to the mainstream media. We will not cower.
Fuck you.
I think they're cowering because their host dumped them.
Right.
They'll probably end up on the dark web like the Daily Stormer.
God, I still don't understand what the dark web is and how you get there. I mean, because I open up a web browser and there's an address bar and it says HTTPS blah, blah, blah. Right. And
those aren't the addresses on the dark web.
So how the fuck do you get there through a normal browser?
No, Tor.
What is that?
The Tor browser will take you anonymously to the dark web.
Oh, so I download Tor
like
perv
onion
browser.
.onion or something like that, or yeah. or how they resolve those addresses in the dark web.
Oh,
but
God.
There's no real search engine for the dark web.
So you have to know where you're going.
You kind of have to, yeah. You go into forums and shit, and you can, I guess, find... No. There's all kinds of... I don't think Silk Road is up there anymore. That was the big one where you could go and...
And, like, have people killed
and
shit like that.
And order bales of heroin and shit.
Hey, Al Gore, when you invented the internet, did you foresee all this bullshit?
He said, we are the most censored, smeared... and no platform startup in history, which means we're a threat to the media and the Silicon Valley oligarchy. Listen to them making themselves sound like they're the students on the fucking barricades.
Oh, yes.
You are the Nazis. You're the enemy, you fuck.
You're racist.
You pieces of shit. You are not the proud patriots.
Yeah.
You scum.
You're dehumanizing people. You're garbage. You're fucking garbage. What do you think about that?
So there you go.
And if you're listening to this podcast, stop. I don't want you to hear it. Go fuck yourself.
I think there's probably not a lot.
Yeah.
Listening.
No crab diving for you, dick bags.
No crab diving for you.
Nine.
What else do we have? Oh, we did the Jim Baker clip the other day. Okay.
Oh, God. That was a Lori heavy clip, right?
Yeah.
That was good.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God damn.
Lori Baker.
Save some Xanax for the rest of us.
Go to crabdiving.com/Audible download to join Audible, and you get books, and you get a credit every month, and you can get a book that you like, listen to that shit.
Should we start selling doomsday prepper shit like water filters, generators, and
go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy your doomsday prepper shit there.
Buy your powdered food.
Things not going well in Brazil. The Trumpian fascist one there.
No, what's his name? Bolsonaro or Bola?
Some weird sounds coming through our headphones.
Yes.
Jair Bolsonaro.
Nine.
Done one.
Great.
This is not good.
Yes.
This is a symptom of late stage capitalism. The people are pissed and they're reaching out at those who are telling them what they want to hear. I can fix this evil government that's keeping your money, all the money from you, all that money to the evil people. I can fix that. How does that sound familiar? Huh?
Oh, geez. And they're scapegoating minorities and things like that.
immigrants. Going after the press, the whole litany, the menu.
How are so many people in our country blind to that happening here? How do they not see it?
So we have Brazil, the fourth largest democracy, just elected a neo-fascist as its new president.
Perfect.
Jair Bolsonaro, far-right congressman, is by any reasonable definition an authoritarian, a fascist, and a potential dictator. He praises dictatorships. Sound familiar?
Oh, yes.
He says the only problem with previous dictators is they didn't kill enough people.
Oh, God.
He's called for killing his political opponents, said last week that he would cleanse Brazil of leftists who have no choice but to leave or go to jail.
Lock her up. We're going to ban all Muslims until we figure out what the fuck is going on. Refugees are disease, blah, blah, blah. The whole ball of wax. It's the same shit.
Immigrants are scum. He says members of the Afro-Brazilian communities aren't suitable for procreation.
God, he sounds worse than Trump.
Wants police to kill. He's the same as Trump. He's just
more pronounced,
even less restrained than Trump.
What is happening on our fucking planet?
Wants police to kill alleged criminals on site. Shoot him.
Damn.
And chose a running mate who refuses to rule out a return to military rule.
Meaning what? Meaning they're
going to send the armies in the streets, and it's going to be an army dictatorship.
And their legislative branch can go fuck itself or something?
His entire political career is built on violent rhetoric aimed at Brazil's most marginalized peoples. Does that sound familiar?
Yes. Yes, it does.
He's a divisive populist, according to the New York Times. Former army captain.
Right. Does he wear his uniform?
Not yet, I don't think.
Right.
Anti-establishment conservative, the Wall Street Journal. He's an anti-establishment conservative.
What does that mean?
He's a Nazi fascist. Yeah, hey, yeah. This is Rupert Murdoch's. So
that's a nice way to say
that. Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're offering him a whole scary to pork.
Without Rupert Murdoch, we don't have this on the whole globe, maybe.
I tell you, history will show he is one of, if not the most significant white wing nationalist Nazi enabling fuckwads of the 20th and 21st century with his evil.
Yeah.
Misinformation propaganda empires in Australia, here, and Britain.
You know, sometimes I don't understand, why don't we just shut this Fox shit down? Why don't we stop it?
How do we do that?
You go up there, you turn the switch off.
Who?
Fuck if I know. George Soros and his army of fuckers. I mean, God. We're sitting there trying to play by the rules and preserve our democracy at the cost of what? Really, honestly, when does that equation not make sense anymore?
We'll find out.
I mean, goddamn. Fucking up the whole planet.
There you go. Capitalism fail.
Down
in Brazil, and they're now elected who makes Trump look like a mincing liberal.
God damn. Yeah, he's probably got a kill list like Duterte, right?
Cutting crime, tough on leftists.
Leftists.
Now other countries are already getting ready. The Canadians are like, maybe we'll be divesting.
From South America, from Brazil.
From Brazil. So good. I mean, hopefully they'll, we just need to ride out this little wave of fascism. And the lefties of the world need to get the message out that income inequality is the biggest and baddest thing happening right now, along with climate change. But one could argue, climate change is exacerbated because of income inequality. The rich assholes who are oil interests don't give fuck all about the future,
right? Because they're rolling back regulations to make more profit,
right? And get rid of regulations. Those pesky
Roll back.
You?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
dare you make it so we can't poison people? We what about our profits?
Ooh.
It's a gross time right now.
It really is.
Not a good time for humanity.
Right. And you know what we were saying about the country earlier? You know, these judges were striking down these insane executive orders from Trump. Right? That's what was happening.
Yes.
So what happens when more of the judiciary gets replaced by Trump?
That's going to stop happening.
So, yeah.
Unless we start impeaching. You know, if we could take over again and start impeaching these fuckers.
Right.
Steve King?
Yes.
In the news? Steve King, I mean...
Is it true?
Really?
Yes. What a piece of
shit. Hang in the hood in the closet for good. Right. He's going hoodless now. We found out that he went to Europe and to Austria, of course.
Nine.
And gave a interview with some right-wing nut job, neo-fascist, neo-Nazi radio program, podcast, or whatever there, where he basically just let his white nationalist freak fly. Unabashed.
Good God.
Saying, you know, European civilization is the greatest, and, you know, we don't want that diluted. And you know, I mean, just horrible, horrific.
Yes.
This guy, he's probably, his poor wife probably got banged when Bolsonaro, Ninaro, one in Brazil. He's like, ooh, good, another dictator, another fascist.
Is it true when he watches Raiders of the Lost Ark, he cries when the Nazis' faces melt off?
It's a bad ending.
And then he roots for the wrong side and Sound of Music. Ending.
Here's him. Well, let's see.
Yes.
Here's a little example.
Ooh.
See an America that's just so homogenous that we look a lot the same.
Steve King, Republicans, white supremacist, it says. Holocaust denier Arthur Jones. Oh, well, this is before. The Holocaust denier Arthur Jones that ran for Illinois Republican Congress.
Yeah. Whose music is this?
In HuffPo.
Oh, I love it.
This is one of those shitty videos from the HuffPo.
Good music.
They already have a white supremacist in Congress. Steve King is what we're getting to here. He proudly espoused white supremacist ideology for
to the
years.
German people and to any population of people that is a declining population. You cannot rebuild your civilization with somebody else's babies. You've got to keep your birth rate up, and that you need to teach your children your values. And in doing so, then you can grow your population and you can strengthen your culture. You can strengthen your way of life.
But Steve, what about diversity? Doesn't diversity strengthen your culture?
No.
No, okay. What does any of that have to do with having white skin, though? What does it matter?
I can't explain that. Yeah. You have to talk to... I don't have any affinity to my skin color because I've never been oppressed because of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, get it.
Right.
In fact, I mean, you know, I thought the Irish and the Italians and the Spanish, nobody got along.
Well, yes.
All the white people. And now all of a sudden over here, it's just the white people.
Who the fuck is living there and voting for him? I mean, who could vote for this guy? They let the cows vote?
I like that one.
God.
You hear that one?
Oh, that one.
The really low one, like, fuck this.
Well, those cows are over it.
All the celebrities I met in the years in Los Angeles, my favorite was meeting the California milk cows.
They're celebrities?
There was this game show where they had animals that I was helping shoot, and... They had two cows, and they were the cows that were in the California milk or cheese or whatever. I was really happy for that.
How many times during a shoot does a makeup person have to powder down those udders? Shiny.
The powder in my udders.
Oh yeah.
The technology corporation Intel has dropped its support for Representative Steve King. Now let's back up a moment.
Yes.
How many years has he's been 8 terms, 16 years.
And he said a lot of bad shit.
Has Intel been supporting them? And now all of a sudden they're like, well, I don't know. I think maybe that's a little bit too far.
Hey, calves, Intel, go fuck yourself.
Calves the size of cantaloupes from carrying bales of marijuana across the border is how he categorized Mexican immigrants.
Yes, and to me, God, I can't imagine holding a bag of weed that's so heavy, I would feel it in my calves.
Well, he said 75-pound bales.
Oh, 75 pounds. Oh, my God. Ooh, jeez. I mean, how horrible.
An internal email sent last week, Don Jones, Intel's director of policy and external partnerships, told employees the company is no longer donating to King's reelection campaign.
Oh, shit.
After they looked into his public statements and determined they conflict with Intel values.
Welcome to the party. God, just now?
Earlier this month, HuffPo reported on a shocking interview he gave in August with an Austrian far-right propaganda site. In that interview, he discussed his belief in the superiority of European culture over others and pushed various white nationalist talking points.
Oh, God.
Last week, he endorsed Faith Goldie. And we haven't talked about her. I actually have a story on her.
What is that?
Toronto. Keep being you, Toronto. Toronto gave us Rob Ford. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not that long ago.
Right.
R.I.P. Rob Ford.
What is that famous quote from him that we used to play on the show?
Olivia Gondek?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pussy?
Yeah. Do we still have
last
that or
week,
no?
I can look for it in a moment.
Okay.
Last week, he endorsed Faith Goldie.
Yeah.
Who do I still have? Don't tell me I deleted that.
Is it true Olivia Gondek's going to be on the next Dancing with the Stars?
Olivia Gondek is who Rob Ford talks about in his pussy thing. I deleted it. But Faith Goldie is like she's running for mayor of Toronto, and she's an open, avowed, almost swastika-waving white nationalist. She's going to lose. She's like down in the polls. But the story I saw about her was that she's already saying that don't believe the election, it's rigged. I know I'm going to win. I know I'm going to have more votes, but they're rigging it. They're cheating. She's already saying that. And she's like in last place.
But Faith, if your supporters believe that, what do you want them to do with that information? Storm the city on your behalf or some shit like that? I mean, Trump said that shit during the election, right?
I guess it happened already just over the weekend.
No, their election?
The 2018 Toronto municipal election played out as most people expected it to, with John Tory cruising to the second term as mayor. He easily defeated runner-up candidate Jennifer Keysmaat.
Keysmaat,
the former city planner, by more than 300,000 votes.
Damn.
However,
yes,
I'm reading from the Irish Examiner, and the Irish Examiner consider this ominous. The ominous third place finish of a white supremacist in Toronto.
What is that? Ominous means they're terrified that this person came in third.
Right.
I agree.
Faith Goldie. Rand, her campaign for mayor sparked intense public outrage and debate throughout the election campaign. She ran a platform that included a number of divisive proposals aimed at stoking ethnic tensions in Canada's most populous city.
God.
Included in her platform promises to expel all illegal immigrants.
Yes.
From Toronto's shelters.
Oh, my God.
Monitor the finances of mosques and other Islamic organizations. And she wanted to reinstitute the controversial police practice known as carding, basically demanding people of color show their papers to the police.
Oh, my God. Joe Arpaio. I mean, I understand, like, our hope to get out of this fucking Schittler administration, to get the Republicans, the fascist fucking Republicans out of office, is to vote blue, right? That's our hope. That's what we're hanging our hats on.
While Goldie, a one-time media, she was in the media, she finished in third place with a paltry 3.4% of the popular vote. The fact that she accumulated 25,000 votes in one of the world's most divisive and diverse, and multicultural cities has raised concerns about the potential for a far-right populist candidate to succeed in the future. That's terrifying. That she got 3% in Toronto.
So if our hope is that progressives come out and vote, what's Brazil's hope? What are these other countries?
They're done. Brazil's on a slippery slope now. They elected the guy, so they're
fucked. How do they get out of it?
They're just going to have to hope that they can still vote next time.
Damn.
Which may not be guaranteed.
Wow.
She was a right-wing media figure.
Oh, God. All these fuckers.
While working for the rebel media, she was an infamous promoter of the conspiracy of white genocide.
Oh, God, you guys are all so fucking stupid.
Produced content that rallied Islamophobic opposition against refugees and immigrants.
These are all such stupid fucking ideas.
She finally went too far for the rebel media and was terminated because she appeared on a podcast... from the neo-Nazi site, The Daily Stormer.
But that was too much for her organization.
Yes.
Explain that to me.
Well, it was an alt-right.
Oh, God. I don't understand that.
She still had a healthy subscriber following on YouTube, 80,000 plus subscribers.
That's depressing.
As a mayoral candidate, she sought to repackage her racist, xenophobic, and extremist views into a populist campaign.
Package.
She said, Toronto is a city in decline, ravaged by gun crime and gang violence, deteriorating infrastructure, home to a political establishment catering to special interests.
That sounds like Trump talking about Chicago.
Exactly. Tried to position herself as the people's candidate.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
What they do.
Right.
Attack the media, attack the courts.
Look for that white hot butt hurt.
Yep.
And cater to it.
Can't
we be smarter than this?
And they say Doug Ford, Rob's brother.
Yes.
Paved the way. He's an asshole too. Her populist appeal to Ontario residents comes on the heels of Doug Ford's ascent to power as premier of the province. His populist ideology and rhetoric during the Ontario election campaign proved a successful pathway.
Perfect.
And they ousted Liberal Party from power after 15 years in government in Ontario.
Right.
But there are differences between them in the populism between Ford and Goldie.
And Goldie's more extreme than Ford, right?
Ford's appeal to Ontario voters is rooted in a neoliberal worldview. This is Bill Clinton.
Right.
Ostensibly centered on cleaning up government waste, maximizing efficiency, protecting taxpayers. His brand of populism largely eschews the cultural and social anxieties.
Eschews.
So he's not anti-Muslim. He's not
right.
Anti-gay. But her bullshit fits right into what the scholars are terming the populist radical right.
So their alt-right in Canada isn't anti-gay.
A lot of the alt-right here isn't.
How? I don't understand how.
Well, if they're more racist than anti-gay.
Yeah.
These radical populists emphasize xenophobia and nativism in their appeals to voters while promising to reassert law and order.
You got to hand it to these racists because they have such a capacity to compartmentalize shit. Like, I don't understand how you can say, no, gay people are people, but not these black people or not these Mexican people.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work in their fucking brains? God, I guess if we knew that, we wouldn't have this problem.
Goldie is uniquely troubling. This is the Irish Examiner. Goldie is uniquely troubling, not merely due to her commitment to a radical right-wing ideology, but also her adeptness at promoting her message to supporters at only 29 years old with a slew of media experience. Goldie is a skilled social media practitioner.
Terrifying.
Using Twitter and YouTube to connect with supporters while circumventing traditional media outlets.
This sounds like some Steve Bannon bullshit.
It's important that Goldie's campaign isn't laughed off or dismissed as a delusional political incursion by an extreme right-wing media figure.
See, that's a good point. That is a good fucking point, because in this country, Trump ran for office and people didn't take that fucking fascist seriously.
Yeah.
They coddled him, they made jokes, they laughed. Jimmy Fallon mussed his fucking hair.
It ends here at the Irish Examiner. Rather, we ought to be wary and watchful of the potential lessons that other politicians may draw from her campaign. Don't you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, be wary and watchful.
Right. Take him seriously. What Maya Angelou said, when somebody shows you who they are,
yep,
believe those motherfuckers.
Yipper.
Paraphrasing.
She might have said that.
She might have.
Maya might have. So yeah, this Faith Goldie, and the story I saw about her was that it, like a week before the election, she knew she was going to get pummeled, and she had already set the table for her dummy base, her vile, disgusting neo-Nazi, white supremacist, KKK fuckwad base.
Yes,
in Canada,
right?
That it was rigged.
Right,
it was rigged.
And what
she knows,
yeah,
she knows that she got more votes than anybody else.
Well, Trump said if he doesn't win the election, he's going to consider it rigged. He said that we shouldn't accept the results.
Yeah,
I mean, that's so irresponsible. That's so irresponsible. I don't understand. Okay, so the election's rigged in Canada and she lost. Now what? What does she expect her followers to do?
Oh my God.
What's up?
She tweeted out the whole system is rigged. This looks like a Trump. It really looks like a Trump tweet with capitalization and everything on the 16th. The whole system is rigged, all caps. The Faith Goldie for Toronto mayor campaign's case against Bell Media was just tossed. She was suing for some bullshit.
Yeah.
Fake news will say it's jurisdiction, but that's a lie. Judge refusing to bring us justice, she said. She sued for something and it's bullshit. And it was bullshit and the judge tossed it. And of course, the system's rigged because she didn't win.
So what does she want her people to do? What does she expect them to do? Go riot? Protest the results of the fucking election?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I just don't know what she thinks will come of saying that bullshit.
Her?
Yeah,
she's gonna win the election.
Why say that? Does she want people to take to the streets on her behalf? These lunatic racists.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Start violence.
Sure. You heard Alex Jones.
Yeah.
If the Democrats win the election and start trying to impeach, then, you know, that's civil war.
Right.
There you go.
Well, now is civil war. We have right-wing nut jobs committing fucking mass shootings and pipe bombs and all this other crap. I mean, bombs and guns, that's violence.
Oh, she's creepy. I'm looking at some of her websites and stuff. God.
Yeah.
Scary.
That's in Canada. That blows my fucking mind.
Scary, scary. Only 3% of the vote. There's a lot more here.
Right. She might have won.
Yeah, let's remember Roy
she
Moore.
Might have won.
Almost senator of Alabama.
Yeah, that was a close fucking race. Oof.
Way too close.
And all that shit, I mean, God, even if you take all the rapey shit out of it, the way he conducted himself as a judge.
Well, right. Fuck you to the Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court.
He was fired.
Because of the gay. and because of the that ridiculous Ten Commandments statue that he refused to remove.
Wasn't he impeached because
twice
he directed people to not grant marriage licenses yes. to gay couples?
A second time.
Yeah.
The first time
so
was
he got
because
fired.
He put up a fuck you to non-Christians on the courthouse lawn, a giant monstrosity of the Ten fucking Commandments. And when he was told you got to take it down, when the higher courts ruled you got to take it down, he said, fuck you, I'm taking it down.
Ooh. Do you think we would have all this hullabaloo about the fucking Ten Commandments of that Charlton Heston movie had never been made?
No, yeah, sure.
But I just think the image.
I think there were Christians before Charlton chewed the scenery for 4 hours.
No, I understand that. But I wonder if the symbol of the Ten Commandments would mean as much without the fucking movie.
Somebody else would have made it.
Right. That's true.
So there you go. That's right-wing bullshit everywhere.
God, that is disturbing as shit, dude.
Hopefully waning. I mean, the polls didn't put up with it. Remember, they elected a right-wingy ass fuck, and then
ass fuck.
They when he pushed too far and tried to basically call the Supreme Court,
right?
They took to the streets in the millions.
Yeah, yeah. That's said, in Poland.
We ain't putting up with this. Yeah.
Right.
And then he relented, but they still have issues.
Yes.
And then you got Hungary.
Are they fucked up?
Dude's name there. Viktor Orban.
Right.
Right-wing, crazy isolationist. Blame the immigrants. That's what they're doing in Europe. Blame the immigrants. Blame the immigrants. They just, with everything that's going on in Syria.
Yes.
In the Middle East, people are fleeing. Same thing here. People are fleeing violence and oppression in Central and South America to come here. People in Europe are fleeing bombs and gas.
Right.
And going into Europe, and the Europeans are, oh, I mean, the right-wing nationalist asshole Europeans. Our culture is going away with all these brown people.
But how many people did Germany take in? How many refugees?
Hundreds of thousands.
And I'm sure their culture or whatever is still intact.
Yeah. Well, not if you listen to the right-wingers.
Oh, yes.
They say, look at Germany. It's destroyed from within right now. And that's just not
yeah.
true.
Hey, racist. I understand that you're afraid of these refugees and you're afraid that your culture is going to get fucked up if a bunch of Syrian people escaping violence come here. But I think our Pier 1 import culture, our Best Buy culture, our Walmart fucking culture is going to last. Don't worry about it. You're still going to be able to go to IKEA and buy shitty plastic bookshelves to put in your living room. And you're still going to have your fucking guns and
what
your
about,
fucking Randy Travis music and all your
Mexican
shit.
Stuff? What about they're taking our job?
God. Mexicans took my job at the coal mine.
What, okay.
How do you get these guys to stop bitching and moaning? I mean, they complain so fucking much.
Well, they Fox News.
Oh, yes.
Feeds it to them like they're Fox Steve Ducey sitting on the edge of the nest with a worm dangling down over all these open white mouths.
Ooh, right.
Everybody, oh, there's the caravan.
God, I watched some of Good Morning America this morning and I don't know. I was getting a tire fixed. I was stuck in this Pep Boys waiting room and oh, God, how disgusting. It's just gross. I don't know, man.
Well, I said you're lucky they didn't have Fox and Friends on.
Yeah.
I might have asked to change it.
I might have put my head in the toilet.
In a rare moment, a very rare moment.
Yes.
I love it when conservatives eat each other, though.
Ooh, what?
Well, you know what I mean.
A right-wing nut job,
like,
human centipede.
Like 69 action right
there. Yeah. Wait. We did human centipede imagery last week, didn't we?
Conservative, probably.
And I apologize for bringing it up again because you were talking about Trump's lips being sewn to some other right-wing nut job asshole's ass lips, but I don't remember who.
So,
okay,
Matt Drudge
Blue.
Is apparently taking to the rare Twitter He very rarely tweets, and then when he does, he usually deletes it after a little while.
Yes.
But apparently on the ridiculous Fox News Outnumbered show.
Oh my God.
You know the concept there. It's one penis outnumbered by a whole bunch of vaginas.
Ooh, that's so dumb. Who's on that? Eric Bowling and
No, he's the rotating one of the rotating dicks.
Wait.
Well, he's gone.
He's gone because he was sending pictures of his dick to people.
Allegedly.
Of his penis.
Yes. Kennedy.
Why would he do that?
Former VH1 VJ is one of the anchors of she's one of the permavagines on
a
the
permavagine?
Apparently on the couch.
Hey Eric Bowling, why would you send unsolicited dick pics to your colleagues at Fox News? That's what he was doing,
isn't
right?
Isn't the whole concept of outnumbered offensive?
Yes. It totally is.
That the concept is there's like three or four women sitting there and they bring in a brave soldier.
Because the concept is defined on whether or not you have inside fun parts or outside fun
outnumbered
parts.
Outnumbered.
And that's it.
Right. It's not ideological.
Fuck.
It's not.
No.
We bring in a liberal to skewer.
No. We think this concept says everything you believe politically is based on whether or not you have a cock and balls or a vulva.
I don't know if this is a clip of the piece.
Yes.
Matt Drudge, anyway, criticizing Fox.
Ooh.
And specifically the segment on Outnumbered.
Right.
Where they are talking about the Chiron at the bottom says questions on how mail bomb scare synagogue attack could impact midterm voters.
What does that mean? I mean, that seems kind of nuts that you're going to quantify that synagogue thing with what it's going to do at the voting booth. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
And then, I guess I don't have the video of the segment, but I guess
Sad. There's
a whole lot of laughing.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. I don't like to hear right-wing nut jobs happy or laughing or being jovial.
The Pittsburgh synagogue attack and so much more will have at the ballot box. Lawmakers leading both the Democrat and Republican campaign efforts for the House.
Democrat. You know, that's how they say Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
Not Democratic.
They're being dicks.
Okay, I'm not going to go through this bullshit again. Anyway, it's because it's a whole like 7 minute segment, but apparently they have quite the yuck fest at some point.
No, really?
And, Matt Drudge took offense, because they're talking about the political impact of terror.
Yes.
And, he tweeted a picture of Kennedy laughing with the Chiron underneath her. And he goes, is it really funny? And then he tweeted a segment on Fox News this morning where hosts laughed and joked their way through a discussion on political impact of terror was bizarre. Not even 48 hours since blood flowed at synagogue? ? Check your soul in the makeup chair.
God, and that's from Matt Drudge.
That's Matt Drudge.
Jesus, guys. I mean, how do you have a soul if you're on Fox News anyway?
I think it'd be hard.
Ooh.
They try to talk about Juan being the liberal over there.
Juan Williams.
Yeah. But even he says some stupid shit every once in a while.
The only person at Fox News is doesn't seem like a total fucking dickbag is that Shep.
Shep Smith, yeah.
I like Shep.
I mean, there are less crazy ones.
Shep actually.
Chris Wallace is less crazy. Brett Baer pretends to be less partisan.
Right. But Shep actually calls out bullshit, right?
Yeah, yeah. So is Brett Baer. He leans Trumpier, but he also has called out Hannity and Fourth Reich Barbie, Laura Ingraham. And
why the fuck
others.
Is Shep Smith on Fox News then? What purpose does he serve?
I thought pictures of Ailes blowing a Lexington Steel or something. But
right.
But now that Ailes is dead, I don't know how Shep is still there.
Yeah. That's weird.
The
because how does Shep like exist at Fox News? Because he's out, right? He's out of the closet.
Yes.
So he walks around the studio and says, "Hey, how's it going? You don't see me as a person. I saw your program earlier."
I don't think Hannity is sitting around in the afternoon watching Shep's performance or Fourth Reich Barbie. I think they're in separate, probably on separate floors.
Oh, they don't see each other at the green room?
I don't think so. I don't think they bump into each other at the water cooler.
What about if they go to the vending machine to get like a Coke or something?
I'm thinking they're on separate floors.
Okay.
But there may be like a big restaurant or a cafeteria or something where they might bump into each other.
Shit, I think about everybody walking around the halls, like Lawrence O'Donnell's like walking to the bathroom. Rachel's going to get some crackers.
Well,
like,
Lawrence is in L.A.
Chris and, Hayes and, is like, who wants sandwiches? I'm going to Subway.
And Hayes and Rachel are in New York.
Right.
So I don't think they're going to bump into Lawrence that often. Although I think Lawrence is in New York a lot, too.
Hey, listen, if you're hanging out at MSNBC and you're near Lawrence's office, you better keep it down.
No hammering. Google that. Google that shit.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Unsurprising though.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't think any of us are really,
but I like it. I like a good liberal asshole. God, we need it.
Need more.
We need liberal hammers more.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to help us out. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right. Like, what do you think it's going to be like when Rachel Maddow has someone on or something? Does she ever lose her shit? Does she ever get mad? She ever throw something?
I've never seen it.
Come on, Rachel.
She can't even swear. Even a little bit.
I know. I just want her to get fucking pissed off. I want to see what that's like.
Also on Faux News.
Yes.
Faux News being them. They had a guest on.
Ooh.
And just let him go.
Okay.
Who said, I don't think he even suggested, I believe he said.
Yes.
Because they're issuing a correction on Fox. Charles Payne took a few seconds at the end of the 4 p.m. hour to note that the network has no way of independently confirming an earlier guest's baseless assertion that the migrants and asylum seekers heading towards the U.S. border are bringing smallpox, leprosy, and tuberculosis that are going to infect our people in the United States.
Why would you say that? Just to get it out there? That's not true.
Social media jumped in. The sane people jumped in and said, what the fuck?
Right.
Unchallenged, by the way. Unchallenged by the host, whoever this host was.
They just let that fly?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Aren't you embarrassed? Whoever hosted this?
Well, I think it all...
I would be embarrassed.
I think it all depends.
Yeah.
I think Kilmeade even mentioned something about diseases one time.
No, right, sure.
But, here, Fox News' Shep Smith links conservative rhetoric to synagogue shooting. Stop
damn.
It. Stop it. Look in the mirror and calm down, he says.
God damn, Shep. Really, how does he last at Fox News? What happens? They're like, listen, we're going to take your parking
away.
They
turn off. If you go to Fox News website, sometimes they'll have one of his segments, you know, and they'll say something like that. You go down to the fucking comment section and they're all like, this is the reason I turned off Fox between 2 and 5. Comes back on when Hannity comes on or when Laura Ingraham comes on.
Damn, I'm going to watch some Shep. I haven't watched any of his shit in a while.
But Shep apparently ain't putting up with it.
Listen, Shep, if you leave Fox News, you got a place here. You can do your show on the Crab Diving
Come
Network.
To the Crab
Absolutely.
Diving Network.
With open arms. What do you want? You name it. You got it.
The Chef Smith said there's a Jewish organization that brings refugees. They're lauded and loved in greater Pittsburgh. They're human rights advocates, and they're helping people who need help. The shooter, he says, he equates that with the it's coming to get you, not a caravan of invaders that politicians are using to gin up fear.
Damn.
To get people to the polls.
Shit.
He says it. That was it. I'm going in. And he murdered those 11 individuals. Shut up about drawing lines. This rhetoric exists. This man said this thing, and now this thing happened. Stop it. Look in the mirror and calm down. You turn up the crazy, and the crazies come out.
God, I can picture him saying that.
Jeff Smith.
Right. My favorite thing he ever says, that shit about Jennifer Lopez back in the day. That fucking blooper.
Oh, blowjob?
Yeah, he says blowjob on the air.
And it doesn't even make any sense,
no,
right?
No, he just fucked his words up.
Some kind of job, but a blowjob. Somehow,
Yeah. Jenny from the block, instead of a curb job, she gave a blowjob or some shit like that.
Oh, my God.
And then he issued the funniest apology.
Oh, here's the...
It's fucking awesome.
Real quick, here's the Fox apology later on.
Okay.
From Charles Payne.
8 days away. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, earlier in this hour, one of our guests said some of the people in the caravan may have diseases like leprosy and TB. Well, we want to say we have no way of independently confirming this, and we wanted to clarify that point for you. Now, Saturday's shooting at the Tree of Life.
There you go.
Look at them being all journalistic-y.
Hey, what?
How about pushing back on that fucker the instant he said that? I guess this was the host. How about pushing back on that fucker when he said it and being like, what, do you have evidence of that?
Yeah, and if you don't have evidence, why do you say it?
But they bury it at the 59-minute mark.
Right.
Oh, by the way, we're going to hand it off to Laura Ingraham and something we said earlier, we
you
really can't corroborate
seconds.
That, so we're going to...
Right. They take 30 seconds to apologize 18. Right before this Nazi chick gets on the fucking TV.
18 seconds. I have the video.
18 seconds.
Yeah, 18 seconds.
18 old seconds. 18 old seconds to not even admonish a guest that claimed these refugees had leprosy.
Yeah.
Really?
We can't corroborate that. But
God damn.
Trail of body parts. Jesus. You could follow behind them. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast. We're always on iTunes. We're always on Stitcher and Spotify, crabdiving.com. Listen to all the great stuff here on the network. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website for everything, his schedule and all that shit. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Get out the way. I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. Enemy! Enemy! You are my enemy!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.